from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Will New Jersey have to introduce mandatory water restrictions? It is highly likely, and the announcement could come today. After months of dry weather and little rain in the forecast, the state is considering a shift from a drought watch into a drought warning.
State geologist Steve Domber says stream flow, groundwater, and reservoir levels all reflect consistent dryness in New Jersey and warm temperatures.
Demands are generally higher than average for this time of year.
New Jersey officials are being urged by some to speed up the process and enter the drought emergency stage. That's when mandatory water restrictions come into play. Doug O'Malley is with Environment New Jersey.
We don't know when this is going to end, and we have to pretend like it's not going to end.
Dean Alflamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Firefighters say they are making progress, albeit slow, containing the Jenkins Creek wildfire, which has burned tens of thousands of acres along the New York-New Jersey border. Even though rain hit the area this week, firefighters say it really didn't do anything to extinguish the flames. Forest Fire Service Assistant Division Warden Christopher Franick explains the challenges that this fire continues to present.
Pretty much they're hiking their way in, and there's really no easy access. They're carrying all their equipment, tools, no real bulldozers.
Officials say Tuesday's wind gusts also created substantial challenges for crews. Lawyers for the five suspects charged in the murder of a South Jersey detective say their clients cannot get a fair trial in Cumberland County, and they want the case moved elsewhere. Detective Sergeant Monica Mosley worked for the Cumberland County Prosecutor's Office, and the prosecutors in this case also had deep ties to Mosley and that same office, according to the defendant's lawyers. Mosley was shot in the head execution style after three men kicked down the door to her home in Bridgeton October 15th, according to police. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey fast traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5, instant weather.
All right, you're going to walk outside today and think, hey, feels like November. It is pretty cold out there. Temperatures 20s and 30s to start the day. Any little breeze will add a bite to the cold air. It's going to be sunny but chilly today. Highs only make it to around 50. Overall, the wind will be lighter than yesterday. Less blustery, but it's going to feel more like an early December kind of day, I think. Some clouds roll in tonight, lows in the lower 30s. We're back to near 50 tomorrow, but with lots of cloud cover. There is a chance of a late day sprinkle or shower tomorrow. Flipping back to sunshine, and the warm-up begins on Friday. Highs push into the mid-50s. New Jersey weather made possible by Shore Casual Furniture, New Jersey's premier American-made hardwood furniture source. They make it all, formal or casual. Get the perfect pieces customized to fit your decor. Visit their showroom on Route 35 North in Oakhurst and online at shorecasualfurniture.com.
Sussex, 26. Trenton, 32. Egg Harbor Township, 33. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.